This is Wade Grafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Vice President Joseph Biden Jr. said that he would not be a candidate in the 2016 presidential campaign, bringing to a close a three-month expiration that began shortly after the death of his eldest child. Biden's decision, announced in the White House Rose Garden with President Obama looking on, ends one of the most public episodes of indecision about a political path since Governor Mario Cuomo of New York left a plane bound for New Hampshire idling on a tarmac in 1991. As he fretted on whether or not to run for president. Papa John's Pizza paid $500,000 to workers to compensate for wage theft. Israeli historians and politicians joined Palestinians in denouncing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for saying the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem gave Hitler the idea of annihilating Jews. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said 2015 is on track to set a record for the hottest year ever by a large margin, and it possibly signals a return to a sustained period of rapid global warming. In 2012, the most recent year available, prepaid cards held $65 billion, more than double the amount just 3 years earlier, according to a survey by the Pew Charitable Trust. Nearly a quarter of these householders earn less than $15,000 a year. They're forced to turn to prepaid cards because they lack the standing to get a credit card or are unable to or unwilling to open a traditional bank account. An investigation by the Wall Street Journal questions whether the technology behind Theranos, a highly valued tech company promising innovations in healthcare, worked as well as promised. The company said that it temporarily stopped taking blood samples with finger pricks after questions from the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA told Theranos that a piece of its equipment called a nanotainer needed regulatory approval as a medical device. The company has since stopped using the nanotainer for all but one test until they receive FDA approval. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Grafke, and this bulletin's brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.